This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran numerous times. One of the most prominent verses is from Surah Yusuf. Indeed, he was a man of inner strength and outer resoluteness. Prophet Yaqub was tested by Allah in various ways. The test of Prophet Yaqub with his son Yusuf is one of the most significant tests mentioned in the Quran. Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam was tested when his beloved son Yusuf was taken away from him by his brothers and sold into slavery. Despite this, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam had faith that Allah would make a way for Yusuf and reunite him with his family. Islamic scholars believe that the time between losing Yusuf and finding him again was a period of 80 years. Imagine the pain of not just losing a child, but the uncertainty that came with such a test of not knowing whether this child was alive or their whereabouts. Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam is known for his beautiful patience in the face of hardship and adversity. This phrase is used to refer to his unwavering faith in Allah and his trust in Allah's plan. Despite the numerous tests that he's faced, Prophet Yaqub never lost hope and continued to be patient and hopeful in his faith. This is exemplified in the Quran in Surah Yusuf. وتولى عنهم وقال يا أسف على يوسف وبيضت عيناه من الحزن فهو كظيم. And he turned away from them and said, "How great is my grief for Yusuf!" And his eyes became white with sorrow, and he fell into a silent melancholy. Prophet Yaqub's patience and trust in Allah ultimately pays off, and he's reunited with Prophet Yusuf alayhum assalam. How many times have we heard of words shaming us for displaying sadness or prolonged periods of grief, as if grief was not at the core of many of the stories of our prophets alayhum assalam? We learn from the story of Prophet Yaqub that sadness is not constricted to a certain amount of years. As a believer, feeling and expressing sadness does not make us any less of a Muslim. It is the sign of a beating heart. As Muslims, we know, though, that we do not glorify grief or succumb to it. Just like Prophet Yaqub, we channel this into an opportunity to turn to Allah for a greater and deeper connection, to ask for His guidance, for surely with beautiful patience comes a beautiful reward. The story of Prophet Yaqub ends with Yusuf's triumphant return to Egypt, where he is reunited with his family and becomes a powerful ruler in the court. After years of separation, Prophet Yusuf and his brothers are reconciled, and Prophet Yaqub's vision is restored by Allah's permission. Please continue to join us for Madistan's Embracing Resilience series, where we will delve into stories of trials and tribulations in the Quran, and through them, build a better understanding of what we can do when we find ourselves faced with navigating pain and prolonged grief.